He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Don't get all excited today. Our Lord explained perfectly his parable. He gave his sermon. Don't think that because he explained it, that I'm not going to as well. You're getting a sermon today, like it or not. In any case, it is truly a beautiful sermon that he gives, that our Lord gives. And though we don't need to have it explained, because our Lord, being God and all-knowing, explained it perfectly. One cannot perfect what our Lord has already done. But as your pastor, it's my duty to make sure that you not only understand the parable, but that you put its teaching into practice. That we are to be not only hearers of the word, but doers. This is very important. And today, I wish to speak on how to hear the word of God. You never think of it, but there are certain things that if you wish to profit from your sermons and the like, there are certain things you should be doing to gain as much fruit as you possibly can. You have your preparation beforehand. There are the three things that you do during a sermon. Then there are the three things that you do after a sermon. These things we very seldom, if ever, think about. What are they? Well, first of all, let's do the three points concerning our preparation for hearing the word of God. Remember, first of all, before I go any further, that when a priest stands up here in the pulpit, he represents our Lord. Don't look and merely see a man. See in spirit Christ. And when the priest speaks, hear not the man's words, but hear it as if Christ himself were speaking to you. That's the way to do it. Hear every sermon in a spirit of faith. But as far as your preparation for sermons goes, it is this, that first of all, just as the farmer, before he plants seeds in his field, you know this analogy, he must clear away the field, take away all the stones, get up all the weeds, and all the things that would prevent that seed from growing and from sprouting. And so also, our soul is a spiritual field. It's filled with weeds and stones and everything else that will choke the seed, which is the word of God, unless we tear it out. You have to tear it out. And these weeds symbolize our disordered passions and inclinations and the like. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, one of the great saints of the Middle Ages, before he would visit a church, he always paused for a moment just at the door of the chapel, and he would take a moment and recollect himself. Then he would say to himself, "Remain here, all you earthly thoughts and cares of mine, for I must now occupy myself with my God and the salvation of my soul. But when I return, I will take you all back up so far as it may be necessary." That is key for us too, that we are to leave all of our worldly concerns and our worries. Leave them at the door of the church. They have no place here. Here, we're concerned with God and with truth that leads to heaven. Secondly, we must have a great desire to learn about God in spiritual matters. "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill." If we don't desire justice, that is, holiness, we'll never achieve it. You must first of all have the desire. And on the contrary, to not have the desire. What a horrible thing it is to not desire, holiness. We must have, when we sit down for a sermon, the desire to learn about God in spiritual matters. And this is a point on which to examine ourselves. Do we only listen to sermons because we're trapped in the church? It's in the middle of Mass and you can't get out? Is that really why you listen? Is it through force? Is it just through habit? Or when you're there, where is your mind? All of these are points to examine yourselves on. We can all do better in hearing the Word of God preached from the pulpit. The third preparation to make before listening to a sermon is, of course, prayer. Invoking the Holy Ghost, or as we do here, invoking the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lord tells us, without me, you can do nothing. How humbling that is for us, that we cannot even hear a sermon and produce the least fruit from it without God's grace. That is why it is so important beforehand to say a prayer, both for the preacher and for the faithful. So thus far, we have only spoken about the preparation to hear sermons well and to profit. Now, what do we do during? Well, first, listen. That is number one. Listen, but listen with attention. Not only with outward attention, but internal as well. That one man said many years ago, many bring their ears to the sermon, but not their heart. How often that does truly happen. Our minds, we're here and we're listening, but our minds are absent, and we're thinking about home, we're thinking about sports, we're thinking about our duties that await us in the workplace, or sometimes, God forbid, our minds turn to sinful thoughts during a sermon. Our ears are here, and they're open, but our hearts are not in it. Listen with attention. And secondly, listen with humility. This is the reason why many times we do not profit from the sermons. We lack the virtue of humility so greatly. God resisteth the proud, scriptures tell us, and giveth grace to the humble. A perfect example of this is that when the apostles began preaching the gospel to the Jewish people, just after Christ had been put to death and then rose and ascended into heaven, when the apostles preached the gospel, it was the humble who accepted it and with joy and who became believers. But it was the prideful scribes and Pharisees who persevered in their unbelief. It was all because of their pride. They knew better than the apostles. We must never, when we're listening to sermons, critique the style of the sermon. Maybe someone is monotone. Maybe someone's just too quiet. It could be any number of faults as far as speaking goes. Don't critique. That's important. That is a sign of pride, and you will lose some of the fruit of the sermon. But listen to a sermon as if Christ himself were preaching and speaking to you. Don't look either at the intelligence or lack of it that is in the priest. He knows the faith. He preaches it from the pulpit. And that is all that matters. He might be a boring sermon giver. The subject of his sermon might have been preached on many, many times, and you almost know it by heart. But never mind. You can always learn something from a sermon if you are humble and listen with humility. Thirdly, we must listen with the intention of learning our faith better, because that's the reason why so many people fall away or fall into sin. They don't know their faith. And they learn their faith by sermons. We must hear sermons with the intention of correcting ourselves. How often we go and we listen to sermons because we think someone's a good preacher, or we just enjoy sermons. But then as far as doing anything else, forget it. As far as listening to sermons for the purpose of correcting ourselves, well, let's just forget that. For many of us, that is the case, though we never admit it. But this is the main purpose for sermons, to convert the sinner, to give greater fervor to the lukewarm, to make the perfect into saints, to help each soul to improve. So no matter where you are in the spiritual life, you must always have the intention, while hearing sermons, of improving yourselves in one way or another. Now lastly, what should we do after hearing a sermon? Well, first of all, meditate. Think about what you have just heard from the pulpit. They say of Our Lady, she kept all these words of Jesus, pondering them in her heart. That's precisely what we need to do when we hear this sermon. Keep them in our heart. Ponder them over the rest of the day, even the rest of the week. Think about it frequently and often. Secondly, we must make good resolutions. Be practical Catholics. Be practical. Once you have pondered it and thought about it, make good resolutions to overcome a particular fault or to practice a certain virtue. And then thirdly, be doers. Carry out your resolution. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. And this is the whole purpose for sermons. So to sum up, maybe this is a good Lenten resolution, actually, to hear more sermons. Come to church, mass, extra masses, and hear the sermons, or go online to hear them. Listen to sermons more frequently. And if you're the type that already listens to a lot of sermons, resolve to listen with more devotion and with more fervor. And in order to profit from sermons, to sum up this sermon today, we must prepare ourselves by purifying our hearts from all distractions and cares, from inordinate inclinations and desires, and we must be anxious to allow ourselves to be taught and corrected. And for that end, we should say a prayer before each sermon. Then, of course, during the sermon, we must listen with attention, humility, and with the intention of correcting ourselves, becoming saints. And then afterwards, we must reflect on the sermon, make good resolutions, but above all, put the resolutions into practice. Ask Our Lady now, every day, to help you to profit from every single sermon that you hear from this point until the end of your life, because in this way you'll find much consolation for your soul, and you will find that it will truly make you a saint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.